Ross Atkins is general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Good morning, Ross. How you doing, Ross?
I'm doing all right.
Got the Cleveland Indians coming in town for four games starting tonight. They've won 12 in a row, as you well know. I'm sure you still keep an eye, I think, on how the Indians do. Before we deal with the Blue Jays, if they win tonight, will match, I think, a winning streak, franchise high winning streak from like 40s and 50s. Are you surprised at how good this Indians team that you and Mark had a hand in putting together, just at how good they've become?
No, I'm not surprised. They've had a good group of young talent coming together. I think they've established a culture in that clubhouse that has some pretty high expectations, that's, you know, focused on things they can control. And I think, you know, things are, you know, obviously the leadership of Chris Antonetti and Terry Francona is unique. Their bond and, you know, them working together is something unique that I think the organization benefits from. I do think they are overachieving right mm-hmm. now. I think anybody would tell you that. I think they would tell you that. So, but that, you know, that has not necessarily in terms of wins and losses, but that's what good organizations and good cultures, that's what happens. You overachieve when guys are focused on a collective.
You know, you talked about the culture in that clubhouse. Obviously, Terry, from his experience in Philadelphia and in Boston, two pretty combustible situations. I've got to think that, you know, the lessons he's learned as a player and as a manager could be applied in Cleveland as well. But how much of that comes from, you know, the clubhouse culture you talk about, comes from the players? And Ross, has there been a guy, an individual player perhaps, in your mind, just your personal opinion, who has largely been responsible for sort of helping develop that culture?
You know, if I had to pick one, it'd be Mark Shapiro.
Okay.
I mean, I really would. I mean, you know, because what began a long time ago was a focus on people trying to get better every day and not being consumed by their individual results or accomplishments. And now Tito is championing that, and that's not taking anything away from Chris Antonetti. It's just, you know, Mark is the guy that comes to mind when I think about who's had the largest impact on that culture, and Tito is obviously, you know, a remarkable person, manager, a great person for that job, and he's empowered guys like Corey Kluber and Yan Gomes to lead the clubhouse. And, you know, Michael Brantley obviously is a huge part of that, but he's not playing right now. So when a Francisco Lindor comes into the environment, it takes care of what their goals, what their focus is, and it's never about one player. And I think the whole the emphasis and the reason that exists is, or the reason they're having so much success, is because it's not one individual that has had a significant impact.
Now, shifting focus to the Blue Jays, coming back from Colorado after that win yesterday. And again, as I said yesterday in the radio, I actually covered the first home game in Rockies history, which was at Mile High Stadium. That three-game series ended with the Montreal Expos winning 19-9 in a game in which they had 22 hits. And I think we had all of the seasons, snow, rain, wind, beautiful sunshine on that particular day. So I know what it's like to play in Coors Field and some of the little quirks of playing in Coors Field and playing in Denver. But, you know, Ross, I do have to ask you, I think a lot of people are concerned that the starting pitching, which has been so good, and certainly what Aaron Sanchez did yesterday hasn't taken anything away from that. But I think people are a little concerned that maybe the starting pitching has come back to earth a little bit. From your point of view as general manager of this team, what do you see right now from this rotation and this bullpen? And, you know, I guess the follow-up question is, with Brett Cecil, we're led to believe very close to coming back. Franklin Morales may not be that far behind him. Have you got the internal answers to what ails the bullpen? I know that's a long question. But
no, yeah, on your first question, just overall about the pitching, the fact that we're talking about a pitching staff that has come back to earth is a good problem to have, right? They were so good that now we're talking about, wow, okay, they're not quite, they were at such elite levels that that had to correct on some level. There's a reason that year in and year out projections predict certain things, and there's a lot behind statistics. So, you can't ignore math, and there was going to be some level of whether it's coming back to earth or just some correction. Having said that, the fact that, I think we're probably leading all of baseball in starting pitching innings. We were at one point. We may not be today, but we're right up there with just getting deep into games. And I think there's been some shining moments in our bullpen. I think there's also been some very tough ones. The thing that I keep coming back to is there aren't a lot of teams that have a Roberto Osuna at the end of a game.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that is very difficult to acquire. And what's a little bit easier to complement and supplement are the pieces in and around. If you're getting deep into games and you have someone at the end of the game that you know is most likely going to close it out, those other, and I use the word complementary lightly,
sure,
because it's not something that's easy to do, but finding a way to bridge, I think we'll be okay. Now, do we have the internal options? Absolutely, we have them. There's no doubt in my mind we have them, but things happen, and we'll have to handle them, whether that be an injury, a lack of performance, someone not being at their best. We'll have to absorb that. I think we'll look to do it internally initially, but if we have to go external, we certainly will look to do that.
Anyway, as part of that internal answers, that you would consider having Drew Hutchison move into the bullpen if you needed, for another arm? Or is Drew, I believe he's going to the All-Star game, the AAA All-Star game, is Drew, if he contributes to this team, is he going to do it as a starter, or is there a scenario where he may end up going into the bullpen?
Sure, there's certainly that scenario. I think he's one of our best pitchers. So if we get to a point where our starting pitching is not in need of him any longer, and we feel like we can get into the postseason without him as a starting pitcher, then he will absolutely be a part of the solution. He has been exceptional all year. The way he's handled himself, the way he's performed, already come to the big leagues one time and performed well. We are in a very favorable situation to have virtually six starting pitchers pitching very well in professional baseball, five of them in the major leagues. I mean, I know Marcus has struggled recently, but if you look at his stuff and his entire body of work, we feel like we're in a great situation to make a good push.
In conversation with Ross Atkins, general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. I know it's I'm looking at the schedule. We got a little more than a month before the trade deadline. I'm sure you've had some preliminary discussions, at least with teams, maybe more than preliminary discussions. Do you have an early read on where the trade market may be going this year? We know it's not going to be a tremendously strong free agent class, and I'm wondering if you anticipate that may have an impact on the number of trades made, and most importantly, I guess, the type of trades made.
Yeah, and I think, also driving it is there's so many teams in the mix and it's still early. So, I think it'll be late. It's hard to say. I think most GMs say that every year, most likely the bigger moves come down to the wire, and it's mm-hmm. human nature. You wait until deadlines that exist. But having said that, I think there's a lot of creativity already happening. There's already a lot of discussion. It's really picked up in the last week, and I think next week it'll be pedal to the metal, where the discussions and acquisitions, trades are actually getting very close to happening. But the size or how many is so dependent upon innovation, creativity, the ability to collaborate with other organizations. So there's so many variables for every trade that happens. There's 50 that don't. But I can tell you that there's already a lot of discussion happening, and how much picked up over the week was significant. So I would expect that just to continue to increase.
Ross, you know, we focus a lot on pitching. Everybody focuses on pitching. It's kind of the currency of the realm right now. But as you look at this lineup as it's currently constructed, do you see an area of need in terms of position players, whether it's, you know, something specific, another left-handed bat perhaps, or, and I know that people aren't necessarily fans of carrying three catchers, but perhaps, shall we say, another catcher who presents a few more offensive options for John Gibbons than Josh Tolley does?
Yeah, I mean, those are things we've talked about, and those are good ideas. You know, I think the left-handed bat portion has been answered by Michael Saunders and Ezekiel Carrera. They have been phenomenal. The biggest thing we need right now is Jose Bautista. You know, if we add Jose to our lineup, we're still one of the most potentially productive offensive lineups in baseball. We still have not clicked on all cylinders. There have been times our offense has been good. There have been times when our starting pitching has been phenomenal. There's been times when our defense has been good. There's been times when our bullpen has been solid. None of it has all happened at once. We also haven't had a time where everyone in our lineup was moving the next piece, and there was a guy that was passing the baton to the next. That hasn't happened yet. I expect it to. And when it does, we're going to win 12 in a row.
Mm. Hey Ross, there has been, and I admit I'm not part of this, but there has been, it seems to be, at least from a distance, some criticism of Russ Martin. Certainly, I know Greg Zahn has on several occasions talked about Russ Martin, some of his pitch selection. A lot of that's a matter of opinion. But, you know, the team, Russ isn't throwing out runners as well as he has in the past. You know, I look at Russ and I wonder if maybe the guy isn't wearing down. What do you see when you see Russ Martin? And are you concerned at all that he might be wearing down?
You know, that surprises me. It's the first I've heard. I didn't know that there was criticism of, you know, I've seen some of the people that have written about his offensive start. But that surprises me to hear that. He is, you know, we're asking a lot of him.
Mm-hmm.
This team, this organization is asking an immense amount of Russ Martin. And I have 100% confidence in him as a leader on this team, as a catcher. I know Gibby does. I know our pitching staff does. I know every player in that locker room wants him in the lineup every day. And that's not a knock on Josh Tolley. It's really just how good Russ is.
Ross, I'm going to let you run. I didn't even ask you about Aaron Sanchez because I figured you answered that well. On at least 15 different occasions in the last 3 days. Thanks so much for doing this, man.
All right, man. Thanks
Take
for
care.
Having me.